Welcome back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me. I am your host, Troy Stegner. I have another review for you. Before I delve into the review, I'm going to ask you once again, just like Bernie, I'm asking you once again, please subscribe to this channel. It helps with the metrics a ton. Helps a lot. Hit that bell icon while you're at it. You'll be notified every time we put up a new video. So, I guess I should have introduced it. I am going to tell you about the Mighty Valkyries, numero uno. I picked the Scotty Young cover for no specific reason besides it was on top of the stack. And, Scotty Young, if you've never seen his cutesy covers, they're exactly that. They're very cute. It's like baby versions of, or toddler versions of the heroes. And, of course, this one's got the new Valkyrie. I believe her name's Runa. And Thor. I don't think Thor is in this issue. But he put him on there anyway. This starts out with Jane Foster, who is a doctor. But she has kind of been demoted at the hospital to work in the morgue. So she's the assistant to the morgue guy. Small world. Dr. Strange also works in her hospital. So... there's that. Unrelated, but you see a full page Shang-Chi right here. As of yesterday, today is Tuesday, I saw the video trailer yesterday for the Shang-Chi movie, and you know, I was kind of scared of them trying to do a martial artist type movie by itself, because you know they tried Iron Fist on Netflix and it did not do anywhere near as good as they thought it was going to do. And I don't blame that on the character or the actor. I blame it on the writing for the show. It was just kind of lackluster. The preview for Shang-Chi looks amazing, man. A lot of stylized fighting. He is Asian. There's gonna be a lot of Asian characters in there, which good. Great. I'm glad Marvel's actually focusing on a little bit of diversity that's not forced. I mean, he has always been an Asian character. They didn't change an existing character to meet their diversity goals. I like that. Awesome. And Shang-Chi is a great character, great story. So, you know, check out Shang-Chi and Legend of Ten Rings trailer online. Back to the topic. Valkyries. The Mighty, Mighty Valkyries. Number one. It starts, you know, you got Jane Foster talking to this old lady in the hospital. I guess she took some time off from the morgue and went upstairs, took the lady some coffee. She just likes hearing the old lady stories. I'm taking that as a bit of foreshadowing. They don't come back and revisit this woman in this issue. But, for them to devote 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 panels, almost a full page to that woman, the fact that Jane Foster is talking to her about her stories, I have a feeling she's going to pop up somewhere again down the road. So, you know, and she comes out, she's talking to Dr. Strange. She got demoted because Jane Foster, okay, let's go back. When she took over the mantle of Thor, and she did, that's where you got the Lady Thor thing. When Thor's hammer Mjolnir was on the moon, he couldn't pick it up because Gore the God Butcher whispered in his ear that he was not worthy. He said the people were right that, you know, Thor's not worthy. So he couldn't pick up the hammer. Jane Foster did. She became Thor for a while. She became a really good Thor. I mean, she was a bit as good as Odin's son, and just maybe better in some aspects. She gave up the hammer. She went back to just being Jane Foster, but actually not so much. She also, instead of being Thor, she became a Valkyrie. She thought she was the last of the Valkyries, but when Null, the King in Black, came down, found out that wasn't true. There are a couple others, and one of the other ones is a Valkyrie named Runa, which is a newer character. I don't believe she's been around that long, and she's in here. So, in the morgue, there's been some people pop in the morgue being attacked by animals, and they're trying to figure it out, and she suspects by looking at the wounds with her Valkyrie vision, I guess that's a thing, I don't know if it's like X-ray vision. I don't know if it's vascular vision. She knows something's not quite right. She's investigating. She goes to the bar, and dude is hardcore trying to pick her up. She figures out, you know, they go out, and, you know, she tells him, he tries to buy her another drink. She's like, oh, no, let's go. So they go out, and you they get into the alley, and she tells him, finally, she pulls her axe out, her hammer, her weapon, and she tells him, hey, it looks like a dagger. I'm sorry, she's got a dagger. She's like, all right, hey, Loki, I know it's you. And he's like, oh, how'd you know? She's like, well, because you've got a tell. You're always overbearing. Loki is trying to recruit her to do a mission. And in the meantime, you know, you see Hela, who is Thor's sister, I guess Loki's half-sister, because he's actually a frost giant that was kind of adopted by Odin, Laufey's son. Dude's telling her, hey, oops. Wolf got out, man. Sorry. This wolf escaping Asgard, it's not like when your dog gets out of the yard and you have to go chase him down the block and try to catch him. The wolf is the eater of worlds. It's, I can't pronounce the name, Maramagar. He's a bad dude. come to find out, yeah, he's loose and they're afraid he's going to start eating worlds. He's on Earth. He's going after Asgardians for some reason. They haven't revealed his motive behind hunting down Asgardians. But as she's talking to Loki in the alleyway, boom! Big honking werewolf. Not werewolf, but a big wolf. Glowing eyes, you know, big old long claws. Jumps out of nowhere. You don't hear him. He's really quiet. They kind of defeat him. I wouldn't say defeat him. They slow him down enough to where they can actually keep talking to him. You know, he tells her he wasn't going to eat Loki, he just wanted to maim him really bad. And you come to find out, you know, Loki tells her that wolf is the son of Fenrir, which is actually Loki's kind of mate, I guess. Anyway, this wolf, the Baromir or whatever, is one of Loki's offspring. So, yeah, it's Valhalla in Asgard. It's just a weird place. They do some weird things there. So obviously he's got a wolf fetish because, you know, Fenrir is Fenrir his kid? Anyway, Loki tells him, yeah, I need you to stop this wolf from killing Erwin because he's hunting down Asgardians. It's that part, I always love the mythology and the lore behind the Viking stuff with Loki and Thor. The comic books, you know, they use that as an outline. They kind of follow the actual mythology a little bit. I mean, they deviate here and there, but they're allowed to. This is their universe. Yeah, so, you know, she stops him from eating Loki. And in the meantime, you know, Hela said, she told her one of her lackeys, hey, the wolf's out. We need to hunt him down. Go fetch my wife. Well, the wife has got something to hide, too, and she's got two kids that she's hiding. Or, I'm sorry, is it one kid? Two kids. I thought she said she had two, because she says they're finally asleep. But I only really see one in the picture. Maybe she only picked one up. Anyway, kids. You know, one of the ogres comes and says, hey, Hela's looking for you. She's like, oh, crap, how does she know where I'm at? Well, Loki. Loki, you know how he causes trouble. I don't believe Hela knows about the kid, so I don't know. I haven't been keeping up on the King of, you know, King of Black kind of didn't appeal to me. So I'm not sure about these kids, where they're coming from. Anyway, Carnella is kind of hiding his kids. Then it jumps over again, and you're following Runa, who's one of the other known Valkyries besides Jane Foster. And I believe Runa is a newer character, which is good. And she looks like a person of color. I'm not sure what her ancestry is, besides Valkyrie, of course, duh. But yeah, I mean, that's cool. And she's trying to track down some information. And come to find out, well, you had to go see the Oracle. That's the Oracle dude there in the bubble, right? You're only supposed to be... She just barges in and they're all upset. You're supposed to ask Oracle one question. She asks him a couple. And the Oracle gives her the answers. I'm probably not the answer she wanted, but it's, wow. The Oracle kind of looks like the dude from Pan's Labyrinth. Got hands in his eyes, except he's just got one big blue circle thingy in his forehead. It's, yeah, she asked, and the Oracle kind of doesn't answer the way she thought he was going to. The Oracle says, you're here because you made a promise to a woman you loved, talking to Runa. It says, a woman I raised, a woman who died with regret in her heart. Whoa, wait a minute. You raised a woman, the Oracle? So he kind of freaks out, and she pulls out her, she's got the, you might recognize that axe from Yarnborn. I believe it was from Unworthy Thor. When Jane Foster was Thor and he couldn't pick up the hammer, he had to get some kind of other magical weapon. So from alternate universes that he pulled out Yarnborn, and it looks like he's, the Oracle's imprisoned. So he has to stay there and answer questions for people. And she pulls it out and she's, she asked him, said, will Yarnborn break the magic dome? He said, oh yeah, sure. She pulls out, they're trying to stop her. And that is where this first issue ends. I'm kind of intrigued with this. I'm not sure where it's going yet. They've kind of, the whole first issue has just set the premise for what everybody's looking for, what's happening. You get introduced to the main characters, and then, you know, it leaves you on a cliff, or it leaves you wanting more, as it should. What I'm kind of excited about is when you look at next month's covers. Do you know who that? That looks an awful lot like Kraven the Hunter. I mean, extremely, that or his kid. But we're going to see more Kraven the Hunter. He's one of my all-time favorite characters. So I would not mind seeing some more Kraven. I'm not sure how he's going to mix with the Valkyries, but we will find out. So the Mighty Valkyries, number one, out on shelves. This is so far, it's got me intrigued. It's a good read. They've set the groundwork up. They've got everybody lined up that they need lined up in this first issue. And I'm hoping that the second issue, we're going to jump right up. You know, she's breaking the Oracle out. So hopefully the second issue will jump right into her breaking him out of his magical dome and taking him to go find all this information and people that she's looking for. So, Mighty Valkyries numero uno. I recommend picking that one up if you're in, especially if you're into the Viking type lore, the Nordic stuff. It's definitely going to be right up your alley. Mighty Valkyries number one. Good read. I'm going to give it a couple. I'm going to give it a yes. Do pick up off the shelf because it really intrigued me. I like new characters. We're going to see Runa. We're going to find out why Meremager. I know I'm probably butchering that name. Anyway, the wolf, the world eater. They're going to, Loki has the chain that can contain him. The chain of Glipner, I think. Going to find out what's going on. So, if that's what you like, man, pick it up. If not, grab a different title. I got a couple more videos coming out for this week. Speaking of that, subscribe. There's a subscribe button somewhere in here. They move it all the time. I want to say it's down here, but it could be over here. I doubt it's up here or over there. They always put it on the bottom. Subscribe, man. It helps us with demographics a lot. It helps us with the matrix. It helps us, man. That's all I'm going to say. You have to excuse me. I have allergies, and I took some Benadryl, and I'm a little foggy. So, yeah, subscribe. Hit the bell icon. You will be notified whenever we put up a new video. And until you see that new video, later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.